Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakya Rasa, Chapter 31, Scene 2, Understanding Krishna and the Gopis. In the Brahma Sanhita, it is stated, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavatavi. Krishna alone is not particularly beautiful, but when his energy, especially his pleasure energy, represented by Srimati Radharani, expands, Krishna looks very magnificent. The Mayavad conception of the perfection of the Absolute Truth without potency is due to insufficient knowledge. Actually, outside the exhibition of Krishna's different potencies, the Absolute Truth is not complete. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa means that Krishna's body is a transcendental form of eternal bliss and knowledge. Krishna is always surrounded by different potencies, and therefore Krishna is perfect and beautiful. We understand from Brahma Sanhita and the Skanda Purana that Krishna is always surrounded by many thousands of goddesses of fortune. The gopis are all goddesses of fortune, and Krishna took the gopis hand in hand on the bank of the Yamuna. It is said in the Skanda Purana that out of many thousands of gopis, 16,000 are predominant. Out of those 16,000 gopis, 108 gopis are especially prominent. And out of 108 gopis, 8 gopis are still more prominent. Out of those 8 gopis, Radharani and Chandravali are prominent. And out of those 2 gopis, Radharani is the most prominent. The gopis who were gathered there were mostly all followers of the Vedas. In their previous births, during Lord Ramachandra's advent, they were Vedic scholars who desired the association of Lord Ramachandra in conjugal love. Ramachandra gave them the benediction that they would be present for the advent of Lord Krishna, and that Krishna would fulfill their desires. So during Krishna's advent, the Vedic scholars took birth in the shape of gopis in Vrindavan. As young gopis, they got the association of Krishna in fulfillment of their previous birth's desire. The ultimate goal of their perfect desire was thus attained, and they were so joyous that they had nothing further to desire. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. If one attains the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he or she has no desire for anything else.
Cause of all causes, he has no origin other than himself. Everything is emanating from him. Govinda, Govinda, I just worship Govinda. With no effort, he controls the cosmos. He is the source of the whole creation. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful Govinda.
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.